We're continuing the Shir and Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya Chelik Beis, Hilchas Sefer Torah, Halacha Beis, Paragraph Beis. Today's Shir is taking place on Chaf Beis Menachem Av, the 22nd day of Av, of the year Tav Shinayin, which is the yard site of Rabbi Yisroel Abba, Rabbi Yehuda Zichron Avrocha, the father of Rav Rosenfeld, who was a major inspiration to his son in many things that he did, in his love for Torah, in his deep, deep love and loyalty and commitment to Breslov, to Rabbeinu Zal, and also in Stucker, in issues related to charity, to supporting Breslov. He was part of the inspiration that got Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avrocha, involved in supporting anything and everything that was Breslov. He was zocher to have a hand in anything. At that time, Breslov wasn't what it is today in terms of size. Today you have B'li Ayin Hara, maybe 100 or more than 100 Breslov institutions. In those days, there were about 4 or 5 Breslov institutions. And Rav Rosenfeld was zocher to have a hand in everything, in the yeshivas, in the shuls, in the printing of Sfarim, in supporting the elders of Breslov, everything. And his father had a major hand in giving him the inspiration and the motivation, and especially the kesher to Rav Koch of Leizal, to Rav Avram Sternhartz, who was related to the family and also a very close friend of Rabbi Yisroel Abba. Shem should help, he should be a melech toiv for all of us, that we should be zeuche to follow in their footsteps. We should be zeuche to be mekurav b'emes to Breslov, to Rabbeinu Zal, to Rav Nosson Zal. We should be zeuche also to participate, each one of us, in our way, on our level, in supporting Rabbeinu Zal's activities, Mitzvah Shem, and his people. V'zeh b'chinas mitzvahs k'sivas sefer Torah. Rav Nosson Zal says that based on this chapter in Likutei Moran, Torah Chof Beis, we'll be able to understand the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. Shetzorich kol echod miYisrael lichtoiv Sefer Torah liatzmoi. Each and every single Jew is required to write a Sefer Torah for himself. Oy shal kolponim yagia bo ois achas. Or at least for him to write or to correct even one letter, to fill in one letter, as is the custom among Seferim, that they leave over when they write a Sefer Torah, they leave over, let's say, 100 letters at the end of the Sefer Torah, and in the ceremony that takes place of the completion of the Sefer Torah, they invite the one who's paying for the Sefer Torah and all of his friends and family and all those that are joining in to participate, to have a share in completing the Sefer Torah, filling in one or more of the letters. Shenechshav gamkein ki'ilu k'sava bi'atzma, whereby if a Jew is zeicher to fill in even one letter, it's considered also as if he wrote the entire Sefer Torah. Since a Sefer Torah in which one letter is defective is not a Sefer Torah, it's not a valid Sefer Torah anymore. So if I complete one letter, I also get credit on a certain level for writing a Sefer Torah. Avol hakoinah Sefer Torah, whereas a person who buys a Sefer Torah that's complete, with no writing to be done in it or anything, kechoytef mitzvah menashuk, the Gemara says that's like grabbing a mitzvah from the market. You know, that's like the cheap way around it, in a sense. He's not really getting the credit for writing the Sefer Torah. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to start explaining this. Because each and every single Jew is required to receive the Sefer Torah anew, brand new. K'moy shekosuv, as the pasuk says, Asher anoichi metzavcho hayoim, the Torah which I am instructing you and I am commanding you today. That word hayoim is written into the Torah in several places when it speaks about the Torah. V'dorosh Rabbi Seinu Zal, and our rabbis expound on this. They say, b'chol yoim yihyu beinecho kachadoshim, that the Torah is telling us that a Jew, a loyal, devoted Jew, every single day, the Torah should be in your eyes like it's brand new, like today's the first time, like you're receiving it anew today. V'ikar kabul asa Torah b'chol adam u'chol zman, hu bebechinas na'aseh v'nishmanal, And the main point, the essence of receiving the Torah and accepting the Torah anew, is this concept of Na'aseh V'Nishma, meaning that a person shows that deep respect and faith in Hashem, that I'm committed, I'm signing Na'aseh, I will do whatever it says, V'Nishma, and then I'll understand it. I'm prepared to commit myself completely, even before I understand fully what I'm committing to. Ki kol echad miYisrael mikatan vad gadol kol echad lefi bechinaso yesh lo bechinas Na'aseh V'Nishma, because each and every single Jew, from the smallest one to the greatest one, from the one on the lowest level to the one on the highest level, each one on his level has a concept of Na'aseh V'Nishma. Dahainu, Rav Nosson Zal is now going to explain what does Na'aseh V'Nishma mean exactly regarding us. Listen, this is one of the tremendous benefits that a person has in learning Likutei Halachos. In thousands and thousands of places, he defines certain terms in Yiddishkeit which people are not clear about. You ask a person, tell me exactly what that means for me. On a practical level, exactly how do I apply this in my daily activity in serving Hashem? And you'll see that when Rav Nosson Zal sometimes writes this, Dahainu, that means, and you're going to see, he's going to give a very clear picture for us to know exactly what this Na'aseh V'Nishma means for me on a regular basis. Dahainu, Mashehu Yodeya U'Mevin, that which a person knows and understands, Ze Bechinas Na'aseh, that's referred to as Na'aseh. When we talk about levels, we're not talking now about a person. Before we mentioned the literal translation, that Na'aseh means I will do, Nishma means I will understand. But then Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likutei Moran explains that Na'aseh and Nishma also represent two different levels in religion. Na'aseh means that which I've acquired already. We mentioned earlier, like the Pnim, that which I understand already. Nishma is that which I don't know yet, I'm trying to acquire. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, Dahainu, Mashu Yedeo Meivin Zebchinas Na'aseh, Shubchinas Nigla, Bechinas Torah. That which I understand already, that's referred to as Na'aseh. That's the revealed part of Yiddishkeit for me. For me, that's revealed already because I understand it. Bechinas Torah, that corresponds to Torah, which is something that a person understands more. Kanal, as we explained in the previous year. Umashenistar venela mimenu, whereas that which is hidden from the person, meaning I don't understand it, zeh bechinas nishma, that's referred to as the level of nishma. Bechinas tfila kanal, we said that that's, Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likutei Moran shows that that represents tefillah. We have the pasuk lishmoya el horino vel hatfila, to listen to the tefillah. Tefillah is associated with nishma. V'tzorech kol echod lishtadei lekabel es haTorah b'chol yismei chodosh. Each and every single Jew has to strive to receive the Torah anew, every day, anew kabbalas haTorah, meaning, Dahainu sheyizke b'chol pam lahasig ulahovines hanister vanele mimenu, meaning to be zoiche every day to achieve and to understand that which yesterday was hidden for me. That which yesterday I didn't understand, I didn't know, today I'm learning new things. Velasois mehanishma na'aseh, and to convert what was nishma to me, what was originally something hidden for me, I'm converting it to Na'aseh. I'm making it into Na'aseh. By learning about it, now it became Na'aseh, and I get a new Nishma. V'la'aseh mehanishma Na'aseh mehanister nigla kanal. V'aza yesh loy nishma govoya yoyser. And each time a person does this, each time a person converts Nishma to Na'aseh, they get a higher level Nishma. They keep moving up the ladder. They keep growing. You learn new things. I get to eighth grade. I learned what I didn't know when I was in seventh grade, but now there's a ninth grade looming ahead of me. There's a ninth grade up there with all the knowledge that I need to master from there. V'acharkach tzorech leilich lahalon yoiser, and the person has to keep going midarga ladarga from level to level. V'lasois mizeh hanishma nase, and on each level to convert the nishma into nase. V'aza yesh loy nishma oid gavoy yoiser, and to receive a new nishma, a higher nishma. V'chein yelech tomid midarga ladarga, and a Jew has to be striving to do this continually, to keep going higher and higher. V'lotzeis b'chol pam minase v'nishma zeh l'nase v'nishma gavoya yoiser, to keep leaving the nase v'nishma that I'm up to and going to a new nase v'nishma. I keep going to higher and higher levels of understanding Hashem, understanding the mitzvahs, understanding Yiddishkeit, and serving Hashem. Rabbi Nizal said about himself in his later years in life that he was able to serve Hashem in a half hour, what took him earlier years, because he had advanced so much. We know Lahavdil, again, a person who's learning how to draw, let's say, a person who's learning architecture, when they're first learning to make their first drawing, that first drawing, let's say, could take them a week, or whatever, you know, 10 hours. 2-3 years later in that person's career, that kind of drawing will take them 3 minutes, because they know how to do it on the computer and they have the templates ready and everything, you know. So they've gone to all kinds of new levels, and yet there's things that they don't know. There are people who are much, much more advanced in their field who know things that they don't know.